Exactly. Is the microphone okay?
And that's also the question for Zoom participants. Can you please confirm your computers? Great.
Okay, so we are a public health nurses from FSHS, and that means Finnish Student Health Services, right?
And
I'm
I am Nurse Kati
Nurse Päivi Raittinen. So, hi students. And welcome to use FSHS services. Congratulations on your study place. You have the right to use our services if you are studying towards a bachelor's or master's degree in a higher education institution in Finland, and you have registered as an attending student for the semester. And make sure that your contact information is correct in your university because we get your information straight from the university to our system.
We provide you with oral health and general and mental health services. We also work with issues considering well-being in the study communities and health promotion. We provide services both at digital remote services and as local services at either our own or our partner service units.
Okay. First, we recommend that you familiarize yourself with our self online service. Via self, you can easily manage various matters online. In the self online service, you can, for example, view your booked appointments. You can also reschedule or cancel your appointments, use chat, update your personal information and complete various health and service forms. You can also use self to access remote appointments. Log into self via the FSHS website with your online banking ID or mobile ID. Strong identification guarantees that your information is safe with us. If you don't have Finnish identity code, you can use call sign service. Bring your passport to your first appointment at FSHS and you will get a personal code for the service. Check out more detailed instructions on how to use self-service in our website.
And also, I forgot to say
Yes.
extra about the services that remember to check our website information about the prevention of infectious diseases. And then, before you can be referred to any Finnish service, health services, or partner services units, your need for treatment will be assessed by the Finnish service, health service. You can contact us by completing a service form in a self online service using self chat or by calling us. A healthcare professional will assess your need for treatment and its level of urgency. Depending on your needs, you may refer to our remote service or local services. You may also receive self-care instructions.
The health examination for first year student begins with the Health Start questionnaire. After completing the questionnaire, you'll receive an assessment on the state of your health. Based on your answers, you will receive a local or remote appointment time if deemed necessary. You may also receive useful health promotion tips. The Health Start questionnaire will be available for you within your first academic year in the self online service. Up-to-date contact information in self guarantees that you will get a personal invitation by SMS. Read more about the health questionnaire on fshs.fi.
During the semester, we arrange preventive and treatment groups, both remotely or at our service units. In a group, you can get support for your health and life management. Check the group schedules and instructions for applying to groups on our website.
We also carry out study community work together with students, higher education institutions, and student associations. You will meet us at various student events, both online and on campuses during the academic year. Please follow the event calendar on our website and come to our events to learn about various health promotion tips.
And then about the fee, the healthcare fee for students in higher education that students pay to Kela covers all our services. Please remember that you must pay the fee for each semester unprompted. Always check check out Kela's website for more detailed information about the healthcare fee. If your social security is covered by another EU or EEA country, Switzerland, Great Britain, or Northern Ireland, you may not have to pay the healthcare fee. If so, prepare to show a valid European health insurance card or global health insurance card when using our services. Every time you have appointment time, you have to show the card to us. You need to present the card before each remote appointment and local appointment. Please check instructions for presenting your card on website, in our website, and also deliver a copy of the card to Kela according to Kela's own instructions. And also we need the copy of the card, but it can be taken when you come to the appointment. We at the Students Health Service do not charge fees for appointments, except for the fee for missed appointments that you haven't rescheduled or cancelled beforehand. Appointment should be rescheduled or cancelled at least 24 hours prior to the appointment.
We have gathered information about our services and how to use them on our website, fshs.fi. There you will find contact information for our contact channels and our service units. We also regularly post news and information bulletins online. You should also check out the health information resource on our website. It contains a large number of articles related to a student's health. You can also follow us on social media, for example, Instagram.
So, good luck with your first year.
Okay.
Thank you. So before we proceed to questions, I would like to just add a few words to the healthcare topic. So paying the healthcare fee is obligatory for all degree students in Finland, both local students and international. The only exception, as has been mentioned, if you have a social security coverage in another EU country, but in this case, you need to take care of that in advance by contacting Kela and presenting that card to them so that they register it in their system. As has been mentioned, this fee is paid for one semester at a time, and the deadline for the autumn semester is November 15th. So please don't worry, you don't have to handle it right now, but also make sure that you don't miss that payment or that in case you're exempt for the payment and you have European health insurance card that you provided to Kela well in advance. Are there any Erasmus Mundus students present here today? All right, in this case, no need to go into details for that. Also, please make sure that we talked quite a lot today about Finnish personal identity number, and it's used by all Finnish authorities to identify you in their systems. GMIU also requires this number from you. So as soon as you receive it, and as I know many of you already have it, you should inform GMIU about that. By filling in the form, you will send this information to the student services. I touched the link to that form in the previous presentation about the bank info session, and I will also send you this information via email to give you the information about the DVB visit. So if you cannot find the form just yet, please don't worry. We will also provide you the link later on. However, it's important that before you go to the appointment at Finnish Student Healthcare Services, this number, this Finnish personal ID number, is in GVALUE system because it's been mentioned. This is where Finnish Student Healthcare Services receives all your data from the university study register. Also, once again, make sure to keep your email address and your phone updated in all the university systems because this way, also, not only university, but other affiliated services will try to reach you. And you might have the insurance from your home country if you apply for the residence permit. It's an obligatory step. If I understand correctly, for Finnish student healthcare service visits, it's not necessary to bring that health insurance because you're already covered as a degree student who paid the healthcare fee.
Yes.
You will need that insurance if you're going to some other healthcare providers, which are not the student healthcare provider. We'll talk about it more later today in the session about healthcare services in your vascular area. So visits to the hospital, for example. All right. How about the question? Yeah,
We could
sure.
also show our website
Oh yeah, please.
if you want.
And make you we can have like quick overlook of the website, like where the students book certain things and what kind of services are not offered for national and local students.
So it looks like this. And first, here is information how to contact us. And some basic things about our services. And then some news. Here is, for example, a page for new student. It includes lots of important information for you.
There is also the link about the self-services.
Yeah. You can find it
Yeah.
here. And now it asks the call sign code or if you can log in with Finnish identity code.
Here, I have a question. Because I have like the strong identification from my home country.
Okay.
But I tried before to sign in and then it says like, yeah, error. Is this because I did not yet put my Finnish identification number in the JYU? Or why did this? Did this not work? Because I could do all the process, but then it's a failure. And
Okay.
just repeating the question for some participants, there's a question about identification for EU national in the system that identification failed when using the service.
Good question. Do you have
I don't
answer
know
for that?
what could be the reason of
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Sometimes there is a problems in that website that I think that you could go and check it again. But have you tried some other services like Kanta-arkistointi to go
The Finnish
just
services.
No, because I don't have to get the Finnish identity card and I don't need the Finnish bank account because I have the strong identification. And normally with everything else, with Migri and everything else, it works. But maybe it's just because I did not put my Finnish identification number yet in the JYU. Maybe that's why it does not work, or
Yeah, it might be because of
okay.
that.
Yeah, then I'll try that.
If the error still continues, you can contact us by phone and ask. Maybe they
Okay.
can do
Yeah.
something about
Yeah,
it.
because this one normally
So
would
try
yeah.
this.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And normally this works quite well.
Okay. I'm not that familiar with these systems.
There's also another way to identify yourself. Oh, now it shows failed because I pressed the click back button. There's also a way to identify yourself if you don't have Finnish identity code yet by phone sign system by inserting your phone number.
And this said also with every phone number, like also with my Italian phone numbers.
Good question.
Yes,
Yes.
no, because I just went to all the different
Yeah.
phone companies and they said like I can have a phone number, like a real Finnish phone number
Yeah.
for a longer time if I stay here for 2 years. Otherwise, I have to prepaid. And immediately they told me it's not like the best thing to get the prepaid because you have to tell them every 6 months a new phone number because it changes
Yeah.
about 6 or 8 months.
Oh, that's interesting because I still have a prepaid number and I've been living here for 8 years. And
Really?
I
Because they
haven't
told me
encountered
it
any
changes. That's
problems.
why I don't
Yeah.
know then which information is
It's
right.
always possible to change your prepaid number into the other kind of subscription here. So it might be a good way to start.
Okay.
But personally, never encountered any problems except I don't get any phishing phones from telemarketers because if you have a prepaid number, your phone is not in the kind of like phone books and registers. So there's a bonus. There is one question over there, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, just like what bank are you, or like what phone company are you that you for more than 6 months?
Well, I believe none of this auditory unfortunately can answer that question. I believe this is something which should be asked from the phone companies directly.
But you could tell us yours.
Well, there are only three phone,
Okay.
basically three main operators in Finland, DNA, Telia, and Elisa, and all of them offer prepaid options. But
Okay.
yeah, if none of this identification works, as has been mentioned, you can always contact Finnish student healthcare services by
Yeah.
phone and then request an appointment being booked on your behalf. As been mentioned before, Finland really likes digital services, but when you're here new to the country, it might take a while to set everything up and make everything working. So please, please try to be patient and please try to take it with a kind of sense of irony.
From your services, only the students can benefit, not the school or the child, also the students.
Yes, only the students.
Can we use our services? Yes.
Yeah, the question was about whether a spouse or a child of a student can use Finnish student healthcare services. And the answer is that it's meant only meant for degree students. All right. I believe we didn't check everything from the website. Maybe we can continue.
Yeah.
So if there's anything else we would like to show students except logging in and that information for new students.
No, I think this is, you can surf there and
And we will, of course, receive all the links. Just one thing to mention, I think we didn't say that where Finnish student healthcare services point is located in Jyväskylä.
yeah.
So it's conveniently located in the city center in the same building as Kolmikulma. There's also S-Market in another place, maybe you've already been there. And also, if your tutors haven't showed it to you already, please request your tutor to show it to you as a part of the city tour so you know where this place is located. So in case there is some health emergency, you don't have to urgently Google, okay, where do you have to go?
And we have three floors there, second, third, and fourth floor. And fourth floor is a dentist.
All right, there are a few questions in the audience. I think there's, yeah, and then we'll.
Does it need my insurance if I'm available services of FSHS?
Is it okay if you repeat
I believe, what's the question, whether you need to bring insurance when using?
Does it mean like insurance accessibility services or speeches?
But it's a question about insurance. Like, do
Yeah.
they need insurance to use businesses?
Yeah, you don't need the insurance to use our services.
So is it possible for me to cancel my insurance then? Student insurance.
Yeah, I don't know if it is needed or not. I don't know.
It's highly recommended not to do that because services of being a student healthcare service, they don't cover all the healthcare emergencies you might have. For example, if you need to be hospitalized, you will be brought to the local hospital, and this is where you will need to use your student insurance, for example. So this is why when you apply for the Finnish residence permit, it's a requirement by MIGRE that every student has purchased student healthcare insurance. However, the basic services, the preventive care, this is covered by the Finnish student healthcare service, and it doesn't require you to have an additional insurance.
When we apply for Finnish student healthcare services, would we get a Kino card or something? How are we supposed to identify ourselves that we do have these services?
So, like I mentioned yesterday, the name is confusing, but these two things shouldn't be kind of mixed together. So it's student healthcare fee, which is paid to Kela. This is why we also call it Kela healthcare fee. Again, obligatory for degree students. It used to be part of the student union membership fee just a few years ago. So technically, just nowadays, this payment is split in two, but you can still consider it as a part of you being a student here at the university that you need to pay that key, this fee. As for Kela card, this is a separate thing. Covered by the Kela means that you are considered a permanent resident of Finland. This is kind of card you need to apply separately. And as was discussed during the introduction to Finnish society yesterday, there might be different circumstances affecting your eligibility for this kind of card. In general, students from non-EU may receive this card. If you satisfy certain criteria, you can check it from Kela website. Links were in the yesterday's presentation. As for student healthcare fee, which is paid to Kela, there's no card confirming you making the payment. So
can I just show my student card as proof?
Yeah. For example.
Yeah, for example, you can show your student card. And also, as has been mentioned, Finnish student healthcare services have access to the university study register. So most important that your information is updated to the study register, that Finnish student healthcare services can see that you're attending student. For example, non-attending students, as far as I'm concerned, cannot use the services of the Finnish student healthcare, only attending students. And that your Finnish personal identity code is also added to JVALU system. So these are the necessary steps and requirements. But yeah, Kela card is a different thing.
Can I ask? So how does the VAP, how does the insurance work in the sense that how much percentage of this, like, the services that it covers, or is it, so you need to be any percentage when you go to the doctor through that admin patch?
So the question is about the prices at Finnish student healthcare services. Is everything covered, or does the student need to pay anything extra?
You don't have to pay anything extra. You just pay that one fee for every semester, and it covers everything.
When you use our
services,
So this is a very big bonus for our degree students, that you just pay this semester fee once each semester, which is actually rather small sum of money, and you can use any of the services of Finnish student healthcare services without any additional fees. So it's very, very student budget friendly, friendly option, I would say. All right, one more question here.
And I went to Kela to bring my insurance card, my European one. And do I have to repeat this every semester, or is if it's in their database, it's fine? For the
ask it for from Kela.
Okay.
I don't know. We don't know about that.
Okay. Thank you.
There are some questions on Zoom. So one of the questions is, what are the facilities student healthcare cover? So what kind of service do you provide, if some things need to be taken care of in a public service?
Well, we don't cover the very acute situations. If there is emergency situation, then contact other healthcare services. Definitely. But
I don't know. I don't get any other things.
yeah, maybe the emergency is not our service.
And we will talk about emergencies and our public healthcare providers later today during the joint session with exchange students. Okay.
A couple more questions from Zoom. So these are about whether they have to pay the healthcare fee. So do we have to pay the healthcare fee during our first year when we are covered by our insurance from Swissair?
Yes, as I mentioned, the healthcare fee is obligatory for all degree students. Just some students who are covered by European Health Insurance Card, they have exemption from that, but again, they need to prove the right for that. So it's used to be part of the student union membership fee. It's compulsory to everyone, even though you might already have a private insurance. So you need to pay this fee even if you don't intend to use the services of Finnish Student Healthcare Service. But as we mentioned, it's such a good bargain for students. I don't see a reason why not to use it. The services are really good and very versatile. And again, except for emergency cases, but that's quite a different situation. All preventive care, we can highly recommend going to Finnish Student Healthcare Service. You can consider it as a very good bonus for your degree studies this year. Are there any more questions on Zoom?
One more, maybe an exception. Somebody has temporary protection and they already have access to medical services here free of charge. So do they need to pay the fee in that case as well?
As I mentioned, it's compulsory for all degree students. It's something which comes with your degree student status here. And we can take one last question here from the audience.
Medical services for driver's license.
About driver's
Yeah, the
license.
question was whether FHS also provides services for driver's license.
Because we need a medical for getting the driver's license, so is it possible to get it through FSHS?
Yeah, good question.
It does.
I think we don't cover that one. Yeah. In our website, there is a list of just a minute. Do you remember where it is? Services.
Services and
I think this is certificates and statements. Here is list that we can do, and then a list that we do not provide. But you can check this list if you wonder some.
We also have to check it
All right, thank you all for the presentation and for quite detailed questions. And we are going to proceed to the joint sessions with exchange students just in a moment. So we'll have a 15 minutes break to remove this wall. Just one thing I want to bring up from the previous session. When we talked about the police card and booking an appointment. So it is possible to book an appointment at police station without having strong identification in Finland. Just a moment, I will. I will show you. So here is the make an appointment part on the website. And there are two options, log in and make an appointment. This one requires identification or reserve without logging in. So here you just need to select the purpose, identity card for foreign citizen, for myself, then select the postal code, for example, postal code of the city center of Jyväskylä. And here you go. So there's no bureaucratic loophole, luckily. You can book an appointment to get a foreigner ID card in Finland without having strong identification or without any other need to prove your personality online. All right, let's have a break. 15 minutes, and it will be joint auditory with that other hall.
Going out.